Von now, should the NHS be spending more money on Chinese medicine? The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, says that where there is good evidence for the impact, then we should do so. Where there's none, we shouldn't. The Health Service already uses acupuncture for lower back pain. Here to discuss the issue are David Colquhoun, who's Professor of Pharmacology at University College London, and Martin Underwood, who's Professor of Primary Care Research at the University of Warwick. He was chair of the Guideline Development Group, which recommended that use of acupuncture for NICE, the body which decides on which drugs and treatments the NHS should buy. So, Martin, first of all, why did you decide that acupuncture for lower back pain was an acceptable use of NHS money?
Well, it's because of the evidence. There is a good number of trials that show that compared to usual care, having acupuncture treatment gives you a better outcome than you do than you would otherwise achieve. And this is a worthwhile benefit. It's probably maybe 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 people who have this type of treatment would get a noticeable benefit they wouldn't otherwise have. And it represents good value for the NHS. It's well within the thresholds within which NICE would pay for it.
David Colquhoun, what did you think about this adoption of acupuncture in the NHS?
I thought it was pretty disgraceful, actually. And subsequently, I've been into the evidence in some depth myself. And I simply disagree. There is no reason to think that it's more than a theatrical placebo. Furthermore, it's not even a particularly good placebo. There was a recent paper in the British Journal of General Practice which showed no placebo effect at all. In the case of...
Well, let me just put that point now to Martin Underwood. So a theatrical placebo.
Maybe we need to focus here on the overall message, which is that people do get a benefit from this. And the benefit will be an overall function of everything that goes on with that. And you can't get away from the importance of the interaction between the therapist and the patient. And this is the same for a whole range of treatments. For example, you know, if you go and see your general practitioner, the interaction with your general practitioner is an important part of what goes on. So it's the overall package is having a clear benefit.
And what Jeremy Hunt said was that we should just look at using Chinese medicine where there is good evidence for the impact of it.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, that was to David Colquhoun.
Yes, and I'm sure Professor Underwood must be aware that David Haslam has set up a new guidance group on low back pain, which will look again at the question of acupuncture. I'd be really quite surprised if that advice persists when the new group reports, which unfortunately will probably take a year or so.
But Professor Kuhn, just looking more broadly at this, if evidence does present the fact that Chinese medicine is having an impact, then perhaps the NHS should look at it.
If it did, then of course, yes, but it doesn't. Most Chinese herbs have no evidence whatsoever. In sort of stark contrast to that, acupuncture has a huge amount of evidence, about well over 3,000 trials, the outcome of which is that they have at best a small placebo effect, one which a patient would barely notice, 10 points on a 100-point pain scale. And so, Martin Underwood almost just admitted that it was a placebo effect. Well, you can get that without having to hire people to stick pins in you.
And at a time of pressure on resources in the NHS, Martin Underwood, isn't this possibly a waste of money?
If you look at the evidence, then it does come out to being a cost-effective intervention with worthwhile benefits. David Colquhoun is perhaps missing the point slightly here by talking about the average benefit to patients, because the average benefit to patients for a whole range of treatments is quite small. But within that, a proportion get a worthwhile benefit. And the worthwhile benefit from acupuncture treatment is probably somewhere maybe 1 in 5, 1 in 10. That's not too different from a whole range of drugs that we would use to treat chronic pain, the sort of things I'd prescribe for back pain. And there are fewer side effects from things like acupuncture. Now, Chinese herbal medicines, that's another story. We don't know what's in them. We don't know how they work. We shouldn't be considering them without really good, proper trials showing effectiveness and safety.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you to you both, to David Colquhoun and Martin Underwood. And that brings us to today's closing headlines. Forecasters...